appreciate the opportunity to be able to say a few things. Number one, I appreciate Senator Prescott, his committee, and all the folks that worked with his committee to put this legislation together that falls within the guidelines so we don't have a problem with going against the Constitution. We don't want to do that, certainly. Having said that, I am going to vote for it. But I want everybody to know that I've been up here a couple of years. I'm dropping five towns. Two of those towns I've had for over 20 years. Others I've had for a long period of time. I've gone to funerals, weddings, 50th wedding anniversaries, Memorial Day parades, Memorial Day speeches, speeches at graduation ceremonies, Old Home Day, all sorts of festivities. A lot of friends out there. The five towns I'm losing family. Might sound corny to you, but some of you that have been around for a while, you new guys don't understand that because you haven't got that feel yet, and it's going to be a while before you get it, if you ever get it. But I get it. And I'm serious. I'm very sad on losing the five towns in Rockingham County, of which I live, and my cemetery lot is in Rockingham County. I'm not going to move my cemetery lot up into that other county that I'm now going into. Not that I don't love everybody in Merrimack County, because I've had four towns there for a long time. But whatever, we won't talk about my cemetery lot. I just want the folks to know, the area that I'm losing, the five towns that I'm losing, that it wasn't my idea. I gave my opinion. However, every 10 years, as we all know, we redistrict. And it happens. Because a few years back, I picked up the town of Chester on a redistricting situation. Very happy to have had the town of Chester. And I know the bright side of it for me is that I'm picking up four new towns, one of which, when I first came up here, I represented. And that's Loudoun, the town of Loudoun. I used to represent that probably for a couple of terms. I'm not quite sure how many it was. So I'm going back up there, but the two people that I got real close with up there, I went to their funerals a few years ago, so they no longer live in Loudoun. So I'll get a chance to meet a lot of new, nice people in the town of Loudoun and the other three towns that I'm picking up. So that's the bright spot. I love working with people and talking to people, helping people, and I'm really looking forward to meeting all those great people at their old home days this coming up. And if the and I'm going to finish by saying, if the stars are aligned correctly, I'll be able to serve, hopefully, with the stars aligned, the next 10 years. I knew there'd be some chuckles there. The next 10 years in those four new towns, and I'll hate to give them up 10 years from now in the next redistricting. And with that, Mr. President, I appreciate the opportunity, but I don't have a radio station in my district. I can't go on the radio station. I can't afford to go on Channel 9 and tell those people in the five towns I'm losing. I'm doing it here. Some of them may be bad listening, but I'm very sincere about it. It's been a great time representing those towns that I'm losing, and I'm mad as hell about it. However, I understand the system, and I have a clothespin in my drawer, and I might put that on sometime during the course of the day, but I'm going along with it. And process... Talking about the process, I want to throw that in there. Sylvia, Senator Larson is right. But 10 years ago, I was the chairman of the redistricting committee. And we went out to all of the counties. The whole committee went out to all the counties. And you know something? I don't think there was more than one or two people that showed up at each of those well-publicized hearings. Bottom line is, the average citizen, in my opinion, doesn't give a damn who their state senator is until they need some help up here. So that's why I don't think a lot of folks came trotting up here to the public hearing. With that, I rest my speech, and I appreciate the opportunity to say a few words. And new people, I'm waiting to meet you.